Hi. Oh, are you looking for the? Yep, that's in here. Yeah, no problem. Come in. Yeah, any seat, but before you sit down, here's a sign-in sheet and some pens. So just make sure you sign in. Everyone who's already seated, just make sure you've signed in. I need everyone to put their first and last name here along with the date. Thank you. I have pens here if anyone forgot them at home. Hi, welcome. Welcome. Yep, just sign in and take any seat. We're going to start here shortly. These seats are free in the front. Don't be scared, I don't bite. Just make sure you turn off your phones or just switch them to silent for this class. No pictures or videos. That's just a big rule if you are new to this class. I do see some returning faces, but if you're brand new, no pictures and no videos, please. I'll just give everyone a few seconds to get settled, and if you want to take notes, feel free. I do have some loose leaf paper up here, and you're welcome to take. Feel free to save your questions for after class. I also wrote my email, my school email, behind me on the board. So feel free to send me an email with any questions or feedback or comments. I read all the emails from the students. So yeah, feel free to write that down. I do just ask during class that you just keep your comments and questions to yourself. I just really want everyone to have a good experience in this class and for everyone to just kind of have the focus up here. So that is something I really want to stress before class starts. All right. Well, I guess we'll get started. Once again, thanks for everyone for coming to this class and signing up. I know it's really yucky weather outside today. So I thank you all for coming out and braving the elements and being here tonight on this late night class on a weeknight. I know life gets tough and, going to a class on a rainy weeknight is just, not something everyone looks forward to. So I do appreciate you guys being here. A little about me. I live locally. I've been teaching for over 10 years, and once I got the opportunity to teach a class like this, I jumped at the chance. So I'm just really excited to be here. I've been teaching this class for a few months now, and we've been getting more and more participants and more signups. So yeah, it's great, and everyone seems to really like this class and what it offers. We'll get started. So for those of you who are new, this class is about the female orgasm and what it takes for a woman to be able to reach that. And this class will actually have a woman up front having an orgasm that you can all watch and listen to and take notes on and just experience for yourself. So for those of you who don't know, that woman is going to be me. Yeah, right up here on my desk in front of you all in this classroom tonight. And just one thing I'd like to remind everybody, just no touching. You are more than welcome to watch, but I just ask that there is no touching if I happen to walk down the aisles or if like you up here in the front, you are very close to me. So I just ask that you just kind of keep your hands to yourself. I know it's silly as a reminder, but I just have to say that. So I'm just gonna go shut these doors here, just so we have some private time in our classroom where we won't be disturbed. We have everybody. I'll just do
I know
a
some of you may
little
be nervous. So
attendance
if at
roll.
all you feel uncomfortable, feel free to take this door in the back and you can leave if you like. I won't be hurt. I know many of you may have not been in the presence of a naked woman. I'm assuming all of you maybe have seen one, online or anything like that. But yeah, it won't hurt my feelings if you have to leave. We're gonna go slow in this class, and I'm going to do my best to be respectful and patient for all of you. So if you could do that for me as well, that would be amazing. So to jump right into it, I am going to get changed or unchanged. I have a robe right here and I'm just going to get changed. So you're free to watch. Let me just take off my dress, my underwear, and my bra. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nope, you all can see. I mean, these are parts of the female anatomy. I'll just kind of do a little twirl for all of you to see to get comfortable with my body, my front, my back. Mm-hmm. And I'll just put on this robe so I can go up to the desk and talk to you all up there. All right, I'm just going to sit here at my desk. Yep, I'm right here in the middle. Everyone can hear me and see me okay? Okay. All right. So the female orgasm is a pretty unique experience. It's when a woman reaches the peak of sexual pleasure, and it is usually marked by physical responses, like a muscle contraction and a faster heartbeat. But for most, it's not about the physical side. A lot of emotions and mental connections play a really big role in how intense or fulfilling it can be for a woman. It's something that really varies a lot from person to person. For some women, achieving orgasm, it may require specific types of stimulation, whether physical, like touch or pressure, or mental, like feeling relaxed and comfortable with the partner, or if they're by themselves. There are many very sensitive parts of a woman's body, but the ones that really help a woman achieve orgasm are the sensitive parts like a woman's breasts, our G-spot, and our clitoris. So I'm just going to let my robe fall down, just like that, and you all can see my breasts. Even in the back, you guys can see them. Okay, good. I see many of you smiling. I'm just going to cup my breast right now. Mm-hmm. And just gently graze my thumb over my nipples. Breasts are, they're not just for aesthetic pleasure. They're an essential part of the female sexual experience. And I love rubbing them. Mm-hmm. Yep, right here. It feels very good. They are extremely sensitive. The sensation of a man's or a woman's hands on my breasts can be amazing, and it sends shockwaves of pleasure right to my core. And some women like their nipples played with, maybe a little harder than others. But for me, I like to do this. I like to pinch them pretty hard and pull them. Mm-hmm. No, it feels amazing for me, and it'll help me reach orgasm. Yeah, it just kind of gets me really excited. That's just an important thing that I make sure that I tell my partner not to forget. Yeah, I just pinch and pull them here and just kind of circle around with my thumb and pull my two fingers here, just like that. Mm-hmm. Can you all see? Yeah, just pull them. And if your face was right here, I'd ask you to bite them. Not too hard, but just a nice little nibble. Mm-hmm. And you can lick them with your tongue, and that's an amazing feeling. And now I'll just keep working my way down, just grazing my torso with my hands softly. A woman's body is usually very soft. And mine, I know, is. I put some lotion on today just for class. So, I usually do, but it just for class. Because I'm up here, I wanted to be extra soft. So I am loving the feeling of it right now. And I'm just going to take the rest of my robe off, just kind of let it fall. Yeah, And now you can all see the rest of my body. And if I open my legs like this, you can see all of me and my vagina, my pussy. Some may call it a cunt, but I am going to call it my pussy for this class. I hope everyone's okay with that. And now I know you all in the front can probably see, but not sure if you all in the back can see, so you're welcome to come up and stand over here. Just not right in front of me so everyone can see, but I'm starting to get a little wet. When a woman gets excited in sexual moments, we create a wetness, and you can see that here. And that's a good sign. It means we're excited and we're getting ready for you to enter us with your penis. Yes. And your fingers and your tongue. So this is a good sign. So I'm just going to kind of open my legs a little wider and open my outer lips a little wider so you can see. Mm-hmm. And that will help me with what I'm about to do next. So as you can also see, I'm pretty shaved. I like my pussy to be soft and hairless. Not all women are like that, but obviously that's what I have now. And it also makes it easier for you all to see everything. So I'm just going to kind of sit back here on the desk with my legs open wide. Yep, the wider the better. And so you can all see right into me and what I'm going to do with my hand. I'm just going to use my fingers. Okay. I'm comfortable. Yep, I brought my own like little pillow here. And you all are welcome to kind of get a little closer. I am just going to start off by playing with my outer lips here. This is called the labia, so you can't forget them. They kind of protect the inner vagina pussy, so it feels really good when you touch them. And they're very sensitive. Yeah, it just feels really good to touch them up and down and just kind of move my fingers over them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very exciting. As you can tell, I'm very turned on right now, which is a very good sign. And now, as you can see, I'm just going to use my two fingers to open my lips more so you can see the inner lips. And right up here is the clitoris. Many call it the clit. And it's extremely sensitive. There are thousands of nerve endings all around there. So that is a great place to focus on. You always want to start with a gentle touch, and then you can get more intense slowly. And you can see that that's what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. And it's... it won't take long for a woman to reach orgasm if you're doing this. But you don't want to forget to put fingers inside the vagina. Yeah, so I like to put this finger right here in my pussy like this. Yeah, slowly, but yeah, and then you could also add a second one if she's wet enough, which I am. So I'm going to put this one in there. And you can just thrust in and out slowly. And you can go faster and faster like that. Mm-hmm. And to find my G-spot, all you have to do is curl those two fingers. Watch me. Yep, you guys watching. And curl up. And push up. And it's right there. Uh-huh. And you just kind of do like a little come here kind of motion with your fingers. Like you're saying come here to somebody like that. Yeah, just curl up. And it's a different feeling than the rest of the vagina. Oh, God. Yeah, my pussy loves this. Yeah, no, I want you to watch. Everyone watch. Yeah. And then you can take out your fingers and use that wetness. Yeah, you can see how wet I am. I'm very excited, very turned on. So there's a lot of wetness here. And you can just kind of bring it up back into the lips and move your hands around like you're like, yeah, just like this. Up and down. And then I'll take my finger up here back to my clit and I'll focus on that. And it's really nice if you do circles. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just like this. Around the clit. Mm-hmm. You can use your fingers. You can use your tongue. It's really nice when somebody uses their tongue right there and adds different pressures. Yeah. Okay, so everybody, I'm gonna come here. So just watch. I'm just gonna keep circling. It's okay. No, nobody touch. No, just stay. Just watch. Yeah. It's okay. I'll be fine. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. No, it's okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. Okay. I'm okay. It's okay, it's sometimes just need a second. I'm just gonna clean up. So everyone, just kind of give me a little space. I'm okay, but just go back to your seats. I'm just gonna get up here and put on my robe. No, I'm fine. Just put on my robe here. No, that felt amazing. It felt amazing. So thank you all for watching that. Okay. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. I'm just gonna clean up. I've got some tissues here because now I'm extremely wet. Just gonna clean up and just throw that out. And I'll sit back here on my desk. I see a lot of you are blushing. No, it's good. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling for us women to feel that way. Obviously, you know, everyone orgasms in their own way. So as you all just saw, that's how I can come and make myself feel good on my own. And all your smiles and I could see the excitement in a lot of your eyes that really helped me get there. So thank you for that. And everyone feel free to take a break. I think this is a good time to take a break and maybe kind of cut that awkwardness that we just had. I'm just going to take my clothes here and put them back on and get some water. Mm-hmm. And after just a short break, we can kind of get back into more of like the scientific parts of what we just witnessed and more about the female anatomy. I've got some charts here and some diagrams that we can go over because obviously this is still a class and we will have our first little quiz here next week. So Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed that, and we will regroup after, how about, let's say, 15-minute break? Yeah, that sounds good. All right, we'll do that. Okay, I'll see you all in 15 minutes.